Now I'm getting super low levels on my microphone mouth recorder.
Do you have microphones that record things other than your mouth?
I got microphones. Well, it wouldn't be sterile if I used my butthole microphone on my mouth, would it, Brendan?
See, for about 5 seconds there, when I went with the "do you have microphones that record things other than your mouth" joke?
Yeah.
This threatened to be a Tweet Me Harder podcast, and then you brought butthole microphone into it, and it became Children's Hour of Knowledge.
It's uniquely us.
Yeah. Uniquely buttholes.
That's what makes us better than Chris Straub.
So many things.
Talking about our buttholes.
Yeah.
So I actually met Chris at C2E2. Uh-huh. And
you met him before, though.
I saw him at the San Diego Comic-Con.
In 2004.
So years and years ago. Like, he was just walking around, and I was actually on my way somewhere. And I was like, "Hey, you're Chris Straub." And he was like, "Hey, I know who you are." And he was really friendly, and I was like, "I gotta go." And he was like, "That sucks. Are you serious?" And I walked away, and I felt like a total dick.
So that is exactly the opposite of my interaction with Chris at Comic-Con that year.
What was your interaction?
Dear listener, I'm about to tell you some heavily censored things about the way Steven and I relate to a man named Christopher Straub, a webcomic creator whose work appears at starslip.com and chainsawsuit.com. I should explain that both of us are longtime fans of his, having met each other almost 10 years ago on the forums for his previous webcomic, Checkerboard Nightmare. That won't make what we're about to say any less terrifying, but it does place it in context. I'm sorry. I actively stalked him. Who knew his cell phone number? Keenspot.
That's weird.
Yep.
Wow, that's legitimately stalker.
Anyway, I've got it now, one way or another.
Does he know you have?
Spent the night at his house. Where had your hand been?
In my butthole.
To get Japanese taint measles all over
it. Had been in my butthole.
Before you shook hands with him.
No, and then I just kind of like loomed there. I bought a bunch of his books, and it was like really awkward and quiet. I felt like an asshole for all of C2E2. I went to the Torpedo Co. booth, and I was just like, "Hey, how's it going? I like your comic." And then I went to the next guy, and I was like, "Hey, I like your comic." I figure it's better in the long run than going up and being like, "Hey, I'm Steven. You might know me from my shitty webcomic that I gave up on, or my podcast." No? Really?
Yeah, see, by the time you get through that, I'm already handing them the sample disc, being like, "I think you'll like it. It's funnier than your comic."
That's a lot more you. I'm not that bold. So that's why we need to team up.
I know. So that, like, you can be the one people gravitate to, and I can be the one that pushes them away. It's like a good cop, bad cop thing.
People will be like, "Hey, look at this guy. He seems really nervous and quiet. Let's go talk to him." Because people always do that. They love talking to quiet people. And then they come up and you're like, "Hey, guess what? You want to talk to Steven? I'm going to show you my dick."
Well, see, no, I don't have to show it to him, because by the time I've gotten to Steven in that sentence, my halfy is already pressing into their thigh. So.
That's the magic combination. That's our power.
The word "happy," by the way, courtesy of Magnolia Porter.
Really?
Creator of Bob White. Bob White is my favorite webcomic.
I've got a good reason why I'm distracted right now. My wife just came in, and for the past 5 minutes, has taken a pink Post-it pad, slowly, like, edged her way into the room, mouthed, "Are you recording?" I say, "Yes." I say, "Do you need something?" She motions to give me the pad of paper, motions for me to give her a pen. What, I'm mouthing back and forth. Someone's on fire. Someone's dying. I have to stop what's going on. But she seems content to write. So, she writes a Post-it and then hands it to me. Like I'm...
And it's just a picture of a penis.
No. A picture of a penis would have been great. It contains the following fact. All, and all is underlined, let me count here, 4 times, all hamsters were domesticated from one hamster in Syria in 1930! 3 exclamation points. Isn't that fucked? So people ask me, "Steven, why don't you update your webcomic? Why do you have such a hard time getting together with Brendan to write?" Because this is my constant source of distraction.
Because clearly I need to fire you and hire Aaron.
Clearly, yeah, because she's got this energy. She's standing in the doorway right now, embarrassed by her actions, which you should be, sweetheart. Get out. Leave the room. I know it's amazing that one hamster somehow fucked thousands of times. It had a litter of 12. She wants everyone to know.
Wait, if it was just one hamster, who was it f***ing?
Who was the one hamster f***ing, Aaron?
Was it our hamsters hermaphrodites?
Okay, a hamster was found with a litter of 12, but there was no mate. They found a single wild hamster with 12 babies.
Hamster inbreeding.
Aaron says the hamster's like Jacob from the Bible.
Yeah, but he wasn't found in the wild f***ing his children.
The Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat was made by gerbils?
I want to see the version of Jacob and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat starring hamsters.
Oh, you're leaving now? You're leaving the room? You've relayed your important
Inbred
information
hamsters.
To me, and now you're going to leave? Okay. Thank you, sweetheart.
I want to point out that the only interesting or good parts of these always involve Erin.
What was the last time?
It was the time she had purchased a used eye speculum.
Used eye speculum, that's right.
Which you were fiddling with.
If anyone was wondering, I married a fucking crazy person. Oh, I do love her very much, Brendan, I promise.
That makes hamsters way creepier and weirder.
The fact that they were spontaneously created from nowhere.
It makes sense that they're so fucking dumb.
There was some venom in there, Brendan. Have you been wronged by a hamster?
I have been bitten. I prefer gerbils, frankly. Although, gerbils are somehow meaner.
They don't squirm around as much in the butt.
God. No! Can we cap that off?
Is that three?
I think that is three, and we should leave it there.
You're done with butthole talk for the rest of this.
I'm going to cut out all the stuff about me stalking Chris Straub, so...
You are?
Yeah.
Why? Because it's fucking terrifying?
Yeah, a little bit.
Maybe?
Because I know he listens to this.
And you'll actually do
Although
it.
Although he was there, so it's not like he doesn't
I
remember.
Believe that you will actually do it. In the past, you'll be like, I'm going to cut out this bit about Dawson's Creek, and then you leave it in. But this... You actually care. You're not going to leave this in because it makes you a scary person.
I'm smelling his hair right now.
You have a lock of his hair?
Well, it's not so much a lock as a wad.
Did you just grab a fistful and run like hell?
I was in his shower, all right? It's a long story. Anyway, do we have anything else to actually talk about?
What, regarding the podcast?
Yeah, the podcast
yes.
that we used to do. We did when I was 27.
How old are you now?
I'm now 29.
29. Brendan, you might be a little too old for the internet.
We are relying entirely on people having forgotten our feed in their Google Reader.
Wow, that's true, isn't it?
To ever get anyone to listen to
that's
us
That's kind of
again.
Depressing. Like, how long... I haven't actually checked in a while. How long has it been since our last proper update?
It was April. It was April 2008.
No.
9. 2009.
It's not been 2 years, I was going to say.
It's been a little over a year.
A little over a year. Okay, that's, you know, like... J.D. Salinger, we're still beating his record.
We're also more listenable.
You don't like J.D. Salinger?
This is... All these podcasts are an exercise in you trying to get me to say that I hate popular things.
I think what it comes down to is that if we just mention something popular, the odds are very strong that you will hate it and I will like it.
That's kind of true.
Because I'm a lot more agreeable than you are,
well,
Brendan.
I'm...
Have you seen Iron Man 2?
I liked Iron Man 2. Although...
What?
I've come to the realization tonight that Iron Man is Entourage with superheroes and fewer female characters, as if that's even possible.
I don't know the show Entourage, so I can't comment
It's not
on
good.
That.
I liked Iron Man, though.
That's actually surprising to me, because it was fun.
It was fun. I like the Iron Man.
I think it's Irons Man. That's how you pluralize it.
That joke is going to get really old in about like a year, but right now it's still making me laugh.
It's fun at the moment. We got to... run it into the ground. Speaking of jokes being run into the ground.
No.
My butt.
No, god damn it.
My goal is 9. If I can get 9 mentions.
9 buttholes.
9 buttholes. These don't count.
Why would anyone need 9 buttholes, Steven?
Well. Cut that out. Edit that out. It's gonna make me sound like an asshole.
Actually, if I do cut it out and then leave in the part where you tell me to cut it out, it'll be so much scarier.
People are gonna think I'm talking about something terrible. Anne Frank. You don't joke about that.
Have we ever joked about Anne Frank?
Hold on, let me review our transcript of our friendship. No, we have not. I did a control F search.
I like that you have one of those.
I jot down every word we say, Brennan. When you have a love as true and pure as ours...
I'm not totally clear you know what love is.
Love is when you're willing to put your entire hand inside another dude's butt.
No, God. I just keep walking into those.
Really, you can say anything. There's no way linguistically to not walk into that. Go ahead, give me any topic.
I like that there is no way linguistically not to walk into your butthole.
It's impossible. My butthole is so
enormous.
Wide.
It's cavernous.
Literally every word, it's like a black hole of language.
You are the Goetze of friendship.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't fucking know.
It might be the first time I've said it out loud. Goetze? Goetze?
Yeah, that sounds right.
How old is Goetze now?
You know what?
Because I saw that shit in high school.
You know what? I consider this a crowning achievement of my skill at internet. I have never seen Goetze.
You're lying.
Never in my life. I've seen imitations. I've seen the iPod cover with like, Knuckles reaching into a butthole. Ding. That one counts.
This is the worst podcast anyone has
but
ever
I've
done.
I've never seen the actual image. So through, like, other images and references...
It's the worst.
Or is it the best? I've been able to infer what Goetze is. I've never seen Goetze, Two Girls, One Cup, all these things, because I...
It's gonna happen.
I avoid seeing horrible things.
If we ever see each other in real life again... You're going to have to hide your eyes the entire time.
You're going to, like, wear... You're going to print it onto a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's review our conversation here, Brendan. We have talked about...
Don't say it.
Buttholes.
Don't... God damn it.
Hamsters. Chris Straub. Buttholes again. Memes. And memes, if you think about it, are really just the ass of the internet.
Yeah.
That one doesn't count. Should we talk about our podcast?
We're going to do our podcast some more.
We are. What did we say would be our date to start the thing?
I don't want to say that out loud, because then when we fuck it up, it's going to look even worse.
I have found old emails and, like, Facebook messages and things from people, friends and strangers alike, who've said, hey, when are you going to do that podcast thing again? And it's always when you and I are in one of our little surges of writing and spitballing ideas, and I always say,
yeah, and I do that too. We're working on it right now, man.
Yeah, like,
any minute.
We're literally in the middle of writing this thing. It's probably, I would guess, to be conservative, I'd guess 2 weeks, and then 4 months back.
That was January of 2004.
Yeah.
So.
These people are all growing. They can all drive now. None of our listeners could drive.
That, I would not necessarily contradict that.
Is that it? Have we run out of stuff?
I think this is way too long. I'm going to cut out a bunch of shit, but.
Okay. Because this will be generally embarrassing, I think, for both of us.
Oh, yeah.